Surviving, trying to stay hopeful,
Sure. Is that just where we're all living right now? Is just trying to, trying not to be screaming constantly. Just.
You can only scream into the void so much before it
Yeah.
echoes back
I'm
at you.
pretty sure, actually, they put up a sign too that voidful. It's just please see pillow or something. Just anywhere else you can scream right now. Void's all fold up. Moose out front should have told you.
Endless space doesn't expand as fast as you scream into the void.
Yeah, no, not nowadays. We got too much scream. We got extra scream.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this white knuckle episode of The Stab Show, imported comedies Mikhail Chernyavsky and a ragtag team of absolutely unqualified fraidy cat dumbheads have to prevent an asteroid from colliding with Earth and save humanity. And Scene Kids regular Danny Walsh has to manage an overflowing emergency room full of victims of a clown car spill on the president's convoy route on their way to passing sweeping custard pie legislation. And Stab Show favorite Jacqueline Wyand must convince an angry god that they don't exist in order to save a bus full of orphans from being driven into a volcano. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, is accidentally locked overnight in a puppet museum and has to maintain his sanity until the doors open back up in the morning. All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now let's dive right into the program with segment one. It's reorganization, and it's my favorite time of the every 2 to 4 years. It's Olympics time! I watched all 5 hours of the opening ceremony this morning afternoon at work. The slowest day at work yet. And it just happened to coincide. Nobody knows where I... You, hush. it's Olympics time. Favorite time of the year. The every 2 or 4 years. Even if it is in France. And we can smell it from here. It's still a gosh darn summer Olympic Games, and all the snooty self-importance in the world can't ruin it. And it's with the opening of the Olympiad in mind that our acronym for today is the International Olympic Committee, or IOC. IOC is not great, but I choose to gloss over that because yay! the way things work around here, let's just quickly, as quickly as we introduced it, forget what IOC might basically represent, and instead give us who or what else IOC might stand for or represent to you. Mikhail, let's hear your IOC.
Big fan of the IOC, mm-hmm. also more popularly known as the Innie Outie Club.
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
Very fun if you're not familiar. It's a recreational sports league where your team is determined by your belly button.
Oh. Oh. Sure. That's it. What more do you need? It's like shirts and skins.
Exactly.
But...
outs and ins.
Yeah.
Oh, so just like every sport, that's the only, like, so I think of it like a Zoso, where they've got all the sports, the recreational sports, the bowlings and your cornholes and your kickballs, of course.
Softball, frisbee golf.
And really the only application is you just walk up to the table and lift your shirt.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
No discrimination.
Yeah. I'd never wondered it before. I'm going to try not to wonder too hard about it now.
The teams do lean to one side.
I was going to say, wonder what the ratio... It's probably more any, one would assume. But I don't know. Internationally, is it more Audi? I don't know. It sparked my
interest. Everybody line up.
This does look like a lineup. This
Well, sure. Thank you, Mikhail. Saving the rest of the energy for the rest of the show. Hey, Danny. Hi there.
Hi.
Your first prompt on the show. We'll get into that a little bit later. But for now, Let's just jump right into what you have in way of an IOC.
Great. I'm so excited to talk to you about what IOC means, which is involuntary oversharing compulsion. Have you ever been at a party and started droning on and on about a rash that you've had since last week? Or have you ever been in a job interview where you find yourself ranting and ranking your favorite Buffy the Vampire Slayer characters in order of importance? Or what about a funeral where you find yourself describing all the ways that somebody can die? So that is what we commonly refer to as involuntary compulsion, involuntary oversharing compulsion, yeah. IOC. Medical professionals have been working with us to create a pill in which you can take it, and it will stop those oversharing compulsions from happening. Do not take if you are pregnant, may become pregnant, are old, are suffer from heart disease, any other kind of ailment, if you are a human, if you are a dog. That is what IOC is.
Nice. Oh, I mean, not nice.
No.
I don't think I've ever been afflicted, so that's good.
I need to say I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So comes from a personal place.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'd no longer suffer now that I have this pill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that leads me to believe you're neither a human or a dog, because you're not supposed to be taking the pill, from what I understand from the side effects.
Who's to say?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? actually, the less you share about that,
the more
we know it's working.
Yes.
Thank you, Danny. Well done. Fine introduction to the program. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey.
Your old hat. You've been doing this so long. So let's see what you've got for us in way of your IOC.
Hey, man, can you spare a couple bucks? I owe a guy some money or some real bad stuff will happen. Please, man, I'm only a few dollars short. No, really, like pocket change pretty much. Only like $7,986. Hey, come back. Wait, if you won't give me the money, will you at least join my club? It's called IOC. And hey, wait, where are you going? Oh, you want me to chase you. Okay, here I come. IOC is a club I started with my buddy. His name is Rick Stink, and we grew up together. Well, we happened to find ourselves in a very similar predicament to each other. And as it turns out, as a lot of other guys. So we started a club about it, and it's called IOC. And hey, are you going to keep running, or are you going to ask me what IOC stands for? Okay, I'll tell you. It stands for I owe Carson Daly $8,000. Oh, great. Now you're leaving in a helicopter.
Oh. Well, only quitters don't still give chase to a helicopter. When you've got television's Carson Daly.
Real bad stuff will happen.
Yeah, just barking down, breathing down your throat for almost 8 large. Or 80 medium. I'm not sure. thank you, Jacqueline. Let's say hey to everybody. Mikhail, welcome.
Thank you. Good to
Hi.
Be here.
Good to
Always
have
a pleasure.
You. I mean, I was going to say that too, but now I can't because you did.
I mean, I hate it here. It's terrible.
Yay. That's how I feel too. good to have you. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
You're out there busy doing performing stuffs.
Yeah, it's been a very busy week.
Like,
I've performed all this week, had shows all this week.
It's wow.
It's been busy. It's been so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been great. So, you know, battling the heat, but
sure.
it's good. It's good.
Well, all right. I guess the little ones are old enough now to properly neglect again. So that's good.
You know, the trick is if you always neglect your children.
Oh, well, sure.
You never have to start.
Yeah. They won't notice.
They don't know.
Well, good. Out and about.
Out and about. It's good.
Yeah. Well, see what we've got in way. Actually, I've got a fifth weekend that maybe I can talk to you about. Imported.
All right.
Maybe we can do that.
Let's do it.
I was just talking about that. Fifth weekend in August. Oh, I could use that. Let's see what your calendar looks like.
Let's do it.
But happy to have you regardless.
Thank you.
And happy that you're out there doing the gosh darn things. So Good to see you.
It's good to do things.
Yes, I agree. Danny, hi there.
Hi.
Hi. First time.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, yeah, but more specifically, first time I've seen you outside of the confines of a Scene Kids program.
Very true. Yes. Yeah. So. I'm so excited that I was let out of my Scene Kids prison to come.
Well, yeah. I mean, we like to think of it as just like a pin.
Yeah. You a can, pin.
Yeah.
Not really a prison.
There's plenty of room
there's
to run around.
Space and yeah.
Yeah. And you can dig. You can just dig.
Yes. And every month I get a new prompt, so that's, you know, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're on Scene Kids. I don't know how regularly, fairly regularly enough.
Regularly enough, yeah.
Yeah. How do you enjoy that?
I love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, Scene Kids is a lot of fun.
Yeah, Scene Kids is super fun.
Big favorite around here. It's second Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Two-person scenes. People come in. One person has their half of a scene from a TV show, movie, play, whatever, memorized, and the other person has to improvise. And do you generally do the
I'm
play?
I'm mostly
the actor
the
side?
Acting side, yeah. And then somebody else has to improvise, which is also sometimes I have to improvise because, you know, I forget my lines.
Oh.
But also, you know, yeah.
Yeah, well, the actors for Scene Kids are just the best, frankly, because that's a lot of work and not a lot of people want to do it. Well, not that they don't want to do it, but can't commit to that sort of a
nobody wants to work these days.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Gen W's.
Those are the worst.
I saw the tangent. I think I saw a Gen Alpha for the first time.
You saw a child for the first time?
No.
Sorry.
The term. And it's just, this is what we're doing? Okay. See if we're going to stick with Alpha or if we're going with A. I don't. There used to be a Y, too, guys. We forgot the. Forgot
millennials the. Are actually Gen Y before they called us millennials.
Yeah. Well, I
know. I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah. And it's been lost. We skipped Y.
I personally like the term millennial rather than Y, I think. Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. Well,
it feels special. Everybody else has a little letter, but we get
my parents growing up used to say we were Gen Y because we asked too many damn questions.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. That's what boomers would say.
baby boomers, sir. They're much whinier.
Yeah. But their bootstraps were so much stronger.
So easy to pull yourself up from.
Yeah. So good to have you. Looking forward to everything that you've brought.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Happy to have you. And Jacqueline.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good to have you again.
yeah, thanks.
I think you're fine. You're checking for sushi.
I had some warm sushi.
Oh, no.
So if you see me abruptly leave the stage, let's just all be adults, okay?
Yeah, I think it's specifically supposed to not be that.
Yep.
I think the whole selling point is its coldness.
I don't feel good.
Oh, no. Well, we'll try and blast through the...
They said it was torched.
Yeah. See if we can't squirt out these prompts real quick and get you off the stage. You been doing much in the way of performance-wises?
Nope, living a quiet, private life.
Oh, God damn it! Yes.
Got some roller skates.
Oh!
Learning how to do that.
Nice.
Not very good.
Well.
Skates, not blades?
Both.
Of course.
Last year was the year of the blades. Mm. This year, I got some roller skates.
Sure.
I'm not good at either.
Wow.
Been doing the New York Times crossword puzzle with my husband almost every night.
Yeah.
We finished one in 20 minutes the other day.
Nice. Yeah, I got a little preview of that in the lobby. And I, not to be, but I wonder how much we there is as it was just constantly turning the phone. What is this?
Okay.
I just caught you in a bad stretch of... downs and across.
One of the clues was Austin Powers catchphrase, and it wasn't "Yeah, baby." It had the right amount of letters for "Yeah, baby."
Well,
wasn't "Yeah, baby."
Sounds like
what was it?
Oh, behave. Now we're doing the crossword.
I love that you just helped them solve an answer.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were still working on it.
Sorry I had that in the chamber. Good. Nice, quiet life. That's, yeah. Anybody with like 20, 40 bucks, you can have a club, and I can just, I can not have a second job. Well, thank you. I'm sort of waiting to see if that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a crossword puzzler. All right. Let's get back to the show. To be fair, that's like third tier in catchphrases in Austin Powers. But still, yay. Segment two, it's bulletin board. Word of mouth is great, sure, but word of cork? Well, that's just the most trustworthy word you can find. Anyone can say anything, but it takes real dedication to actual physical labor for something to make it to a bulletin board. You gotta write it, preferably proof it, type it, print it, hang it. Just the number of steps involved add that extra level of authority and legitimacy to me. I don't know about you, and frankly, I don't want to, especially if you disagree with me. So in bulletin board, you've been asked to give us three things you might find on a bulletin board hung in the break room of the physical manifestation of a specific imaginary place or concept. This one takes a long walk to explain. Today's fairly real place, actually, is Old White Men. It's been a rough week or so, months, couple years, for Old White Men. So let's imagine if they had a headquarters, which they kind of do, where they hung out, and in that headquarters was a break room with a bulletin board. What might you find on the break room bulletin board of Old White Men? So we go three times around, 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3-3 in segments two. So, first time around, Mikhail, the first break room bulletin board item in the headquarters of Old White Men.
First thing you're going to find on the cork board is a letter from HR written with a very superficially excited tone of voice explaining the new mandatory return to office policy. I did everything in my power to write this letter, but I just could not break it without crying the whole time. So yeah. I just had to stop there.
Yeah, that's fine. It's especially fine if you don't mind killing America's downtowns. Get back in the office. Sorry. I have to represent Old White Men here tonight.
Somebody has to. They are very underrepresented.
I'm not going to say we've. We've.
Won't somebody advocate for the devil?
Yeah, I will. Danny, your first Old White Men bulletin board item.
Absolutely. It is a flyer for Mansplaining 101, which will be held in the auditorium every Tuesday and Thursday at 7. It's very important that you make it there.
Actually, it's a multi-purpose room.
Thank you so much.
Sorry. Jacqueline, Old White Man Bulletin Board 1, go.
Racist and misogynistic knock-knock jokes received via fax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a different time. Mikhail, second time through, Old White Men.
Just various business cards for Jewish divorce lawyers.
Yeah, yeah. And under each of those cards, sports card dealerships. Danny, second Old White Man bulletin board item?
The second to be on there would be a to-do list with things like complain about how things have changed since their day, pollute the earth for future generations, fund wars, and make money.
Yeah. Oh. Why are you guys so against this?
You gotta check them off.
Oh. You're just selling me on it more and more. I can't wait until... Oh, wait, I already am. Jacqueline, our second time around will be wrapped up with your second bulletin board item for Old White Men.
a printout of a photo of someone's phone with a game of Candy Crush displayed on the screen, and written in perfect cursive is, "Help! My phone deleted my internet."
Oh, man. So much old white man in there. You're going to take a knee.
I think I just saw my future. Shit.
Oh. And I like to imagine that it's a picture of a phone and not like photocopy of a phone. It was a photo taken of a phone.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So they had to get someone else's phone. Dale, can you take a picture of my phone? Someone's got to help me get the internet back. I'm not going to talk to my grandkid. Fuck that guy. Sorry. Mikael, third time around, let's wrap up our journey through the break room of old white men.
Yeah, finally, last thing you're going to see on the corkboard is a flyer for a new club called Back in My Day Club. The description reads, "Come find a safe space to share all about the good old days and say all the things you can't say anymore because of all these damn snowflakes getting triggered." Mm-hmm. Subtle, ignorant racism is encouraged. BYOB every Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Sorry. Just shuddered knowing that likely exists. Come on. Come to my club. Lord. Danny, your third time through?
The last thing is going to be a motivational poster that says, "Who run the world? Old white men."
Yeah.
They really need the help.
They do. Poor things. Poor dears.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Oh, just... what happens after people stop listening to you after 400 years? What do you do? What do you do? 700, 1,200, 1,500 years.
Earth is 2,000 years, sir.
Yeah.
Earth.
Well, I mean, I guess. Yeah. I didn't know how old they got back then. So I was. I don't know. Can they still be classified as old? Jacqueline. Let's wrap up some bulletin boarding with your third of three bulletin board items for the break room of old white men.
A motivational poster.
Nice.
That says something about courage with an old ship from one of the world wars. Two, maybe? I don't know.
You got a 50-50
so many motivational
shot.
Posters.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get a hang in there, baby, but that's okay. That's okay. Oh, courage. Oh, we salute you, sir.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah.
It's a ship.
They're trucking the high seas.
Hey, ship happens, am I right?
Oh, hey. Zing. Oh, my buddy's going to love that one. I'm going to hang that up in our clubhouse. That's segment three. It's closing arguments. What would you say if I told you that you were a guilty dumbhead that everyone hates and you should just lock yourself up already? You'd probably at very least say, "Nuh-uh," and away we go. In this country, in theory, we all get an equal opportunity to prove we're not utter garbage, which in closing arguments, we pull double duty with our defenses. Because in closing arguments, that was kind of a sentence, whatever, glossing over it. Because in closing arguments, it's your job to convince a jury that your client, this otherwise fairly indefensible thing, isn't nearly as bad as they might seem. So let's see what you've got in way of a convincing argument against our own better judgments. Mikael, let's hear your closing argument in defense of weak coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there have been a lot of terrible, unwarranted accusations against my client. Mm. The often underappreciated delight that you've dubbed as weak coffee has had its unique pleasures and advantages overlooked.
Your judgment is based on nothing more than the comparison of polar opposites. And I say coffee should not be judged on a scale, but by the cup it is served in. Weak coffee is a lover, I say. That's why you can drink as much as you want of it. Weak coffee is gentle, subtle, kissing you with its aromatic flavors. Strong coffee just likes to punch you in the mouth, screaming, "Wake the hell up, you sleepy piece of shit!" Meanwhile, weak coffee provides a soothing experience with a milder start to the day. But paired with a cigarette, it will get your bowels moving just like any other coffee. Weak coffee is inclusive, I tell you. Welcoming. Asking everyone to the table, regardless of their intolerance for caffeine. Drink as much as you want and never worry. Because with weak coffee, do you get jittery? Does weak coffee give you anxiety? Nah. That's just some strong coffee bullshit messing with your mental health. Too often we celebrate the bold, the intense. But don't you think it's time we took it a little easy? Are you paying attention to the news? To the world and what's happening around you? Then why do you want strong coffee, making you hyper aware of it all? Yeah. Forget all that. Relax. Drink some weak coffee. It's not a lesser choice, but a conscious decision to unplug. Weak coffee.
All right. All right. Actual strong argument. As opposed to your client. thank you. Yeah. Do I want to? No.
You might try it tomorrow. You might try 7 cups tomorrow.
Well, yeah. All right. Thank you. You know what? I'll give them a try. I don't know. How do I make? I guess on my Keurig, do I just use the biggest cup? I don't know.
Pour half out, add water.
Oh, sure. I guess there's that.
Yeah.
All right.
She knows what's up.
What's up?
She knows what's up.
All right. Somebody knows weak coffee. Thank you, Mikhail. Danny, what do you have in way of a closing argument defense of hotter summers?
I'm so glad you asked, Your Honor, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Sure.
Think about being an American. What is more American than having more? Hmm. What is more American than summer? Nothing. Think back to your earliest memories of childhood. Summer is arguably the best season in the year.
Okay.
Summer's past. It's summer vacation. You're out of school. Your responsibilities are nowhere. The possibilities are endless. You can do anything. You can swim. You can eat ice cream. You can have popsicles. You can play with the hose. Think of those nice summer barbecues.
All right.
With a cool summer breeze coming in. But then I think you're a little too chilly, aren't you, with a cool summer breeze? So what we've done is we've made summer hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more heat, more summer. Sure. Summer extends into spring now, which is a wonderful thing, because with more heat means that you can swim more, you can play with the hose more, more backyard barbecues, heat exhaustion, you can call out of work now. What is better than chasing down a hot dog with a nice cold shaved ice? What is better than sitting inside with your air conditioning on? Nothing, right. Truly. And so that's why I'm here to defend hotter summers.
Okay.
Really, it's what we all should want.
No. 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 Sorry. Sorry.
Embrace it.
No. Well, I mean, we kind of have to. There's not a whole lot to that. I can keep screaming no, but...
It's here to stay.
Yeah, as we've covered. Void's all full. thank you, Danny. Hey, Jacqueline.
Present.
All right. I thought you checked out there for a second. hey, Jacqueline. Let's hear your defense, your closing argument, defending your client, apathy.
Hello, I will be representing myself. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think we can all agree that we would rather be elsewhere. You're all here today to decide if I am guilty. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do I look like I care? It's not the freaking end of the world. So I set that hospital on fire. Big whoop. Yeah. I'd understand if it was the last hospital on Earth, but I mean, come on, it wasn't even the last hospital in this city. There's one other one, and it's perfectly not on fire. Not that I care. Can I smoke in here? Look, in 500 years, no one will remember this. No one will remember any of you either. Oh, I am very bored. Anyway, not guilty.
Oh. I think it was the yawn that really drove that home. It was just, oh man, he really doesn't care. If I do, then I'm a nerd. Oh, he's not guilty. Let's go hang out. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you all for your closing argumenting. Two more segments. That's right. You already knew that. You had those prompts for a couple days. Segment four. It's Review It. Reviews have become the backbone of global commerce. As most of our purchases nowadays are made via online shops, it's important that we get word from those who've actually seen or done the things we're thinking about how well it went or did. So I think what I'm inadvertently saying is that reviewers are modern-day heroes. I didn't mean to do that, but there it is. Anyway, in Review It, your job is to give us your reviews of specific things, as their reviews would appear on these specific outlets. Mikhail, oh, speaking of who I...
I'm just going to say, this felt like a personal attack.
Well, didn't help that I shit on him earlier. Sorry, it makes it seem like I don't like your kids. I don't even know them. They're probably garbage. No. I'm sure they're wonderful. But you tell me, with your Angie's List review of your kids...
You know, a lot of millennials are bashing having kids, but they just don't know what they're missing because they haven't tried my kids. After getting my kids, it seriously changed my life and my conservative views on things like pulling out and praying. Now, my kids are a constant reminder to reflect on my mistakes so that I can be a better person tomorrow. When you get my kids... You'll have total control of that. When you get my kids, they'll have total control of the house and hold your emotions captive in the palms of their tiny, tiny little hands. Sure. My kids are a nightmare to work with. So make sure you educate yourself and ask a lot of questions. This will definitely help you be successful with your partner, unless you're willing to pay for a lot of large amounts of legal fees.
Yeah. Oh.
Definitely try my kids.
Sure. No, it sounds like your kids are fine. It's the rest of them. Except then it sounded like they weren't. But got some mixed messages. I don't know. I don't know how Angie's List works.
It's Angie now, just so you know.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I was going to abbreviate it now too. And it's not even Angie like a name, it's they took the E out of it.
They took all the vowels out.
Yeah. Well, they left the I. I mean,
and
it's
the
just
A.
A-N-G. Yeah. So they took one vowel.
Oh. Get your... Consonants. They took the consonants out.
No.
No.
That's, they're all...
They just, N-G.
They just took the E.
They couldn't decide what to take out. Okay, I got it. Just the G. All right.
Oh, gotcha.
The O-G. All right.
Thank you, Mikhail. And thank your children. I don't know. Danny... I'm sorry, first of all, this was not supposed to be your cross. This was supposed to be Michelle having to deal with this. But maybe this is why she decided not to do the show. Couldn't deal with giving us their Amazon review of heartache.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I bought this all because my favorite artists talk about it all the time. However, when mine arrived, it was broken. Was not what I thought it would be. It didn't motivate me to be a better artist. It just made me cry and be emotional. I was stuck in bed for weeks sobbing. Do not recommend ordering.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's fair.
Didn't like it.
No. Shouldn't. Even if it sparks creativity, it's still not good.
It's not good. God, that was so real.
I've been doing this show for a long time. All the stuff I've written through, guys. All right. Thank you, Danny. Show face. Jacqueline, hi there. Let's hear what you have in way of a TripAdvisor review of visiting a friend's place for the first time.
Excellent hospitality. Let me shower and crash on his futon after I got blackout drunk and puked inside my own shirt. Took my keys and told me I needed to simmer down. Minus one star. Made me take off my shoes at the door, but I understand that some people are perverts. Plus one star for keeping it real. Yeah. Towels smell weird. Do you use a different detergent than I do? You lose another star for that. There are pay-per-view adult movies, but the host gets really mad if you watch too many. They lose another star for that. No, wait, they get a star back for being brave enough to stand up to me. I respect that. Six stars.
Oh, wow.
I want to stay there.
All right. So they started with eight? I'm trying to keep track. And I don't know. You got to be real drunk or real confused about what you're doing to throw up on the inside of your shirt. No, I don't want you guys to get it. I'm a goddamn hero. Give me my fucking keys back. I will not simmer down. Well, that brings us to segment five. Just like that. Oh, gosh darn it. Almost in a timely manner. What do you know? It's Department of Tourism. And just like that, it's almost effing back to school time. What? How? You have got to be absolutely shitting me. Well, I guess time flies when you're just sweating balls, like constantly. Anyway, I guess there's still time to try and sneak some travel in before fall completely gives us the slip again and we go straight into a windy, destructive winter. The planet's fine, guys. Everything's fine. Any hoozle, in Department of Tourism, it's your job as the newly appointed tourism directors of the following places to try to convince go-placers that yours is the place they should go, either to visit for an hour, a weekend, or put down whole-ass new roots in. Mikhail! If we looked back on all these, I guess I could see that I've got some sort of theme running through unintentionally, but sorry.
Again, I feel personally attacked.
Yeah, it was. I was trying really hard just to get these out.
You know me so well and cut so deep, sir.
Sorry. I mean, yay. It's catharsis. This is where we vent all of these things. We have to expel them. We can't keep them bottled up. Mikhail, let's hear your tourism guide for people Pleaserville.
People Pleaserville, nestled in the heart of a picturesque English valley. People Pleaserville is a charming town known for its extraordinary hospitality, overwhelming atmosphere, and very stressed out people. Here, every visitor is treated like royalty, and the residents go above and beyond to ensure that you have a delightful and memorable stay. Experience the spirit of human kindness to the fullest as every merchant bends over backwards to make sure that you get everything you could possibly want. Mm. Consider the most pedestrian-friendly town in the country. You can literally walk all over this place. Make sure to stay and compete in the local martyr games, where everyone has the opportunity and the chance to sacrifice their own well-being and happiness to gain sympathy from strangers. So please, come to People Pleaserville. We are terribly nice.
Oh. It sounds wonderful, but I don't think I should want to go. Thank you, Mikhail. Wonderful, as always.
Thank you.
How can people get more Mikhail Chernyovsky wherever they would so choose to?
You can follow me on Ukrainian Comedian on all your favorite channels, except TikTok, because that's about to get banned.
Oh,
so,
well. Okay.
I get, that's what I keep here reading in the news.
Oh, sure.
I'm not on the Tiki Talks.
Okay. We keep being told that we should be. And sure, find me some more hours in the day.
I'm becoming an old white man. I don't know what we should be doing
anymore. Oh, no. Oh, it's happening right before my eyes. Oh, you going to the meeting tonight? Thank you. Always a pleasure. Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Let's wrap up your first trip through this show called Stab with your tourism guide for a little place called Bittersburg.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. How has life been treating you so far? So-so. I mean, your dreams have remained that, just dreams. Hmm. Well, maybe a vacation or a relocation would do you some good. And welcome to Bittersburg, the home of all things bitter. Melons, beers, people. Why Bittersburg would be the place to come? Well, because what is better than a community that just gets it? A community that, just like you, has been scorned a little too hard by life. Mm. Bittersburg is a place where politicians don't make false promises or give unrealistic hope to the community. I mean, things are what they are here, and we're kind of bitter about it. While you're here, you can enjoy some of our namesakes, like bitter melon, our beloved town fruit, some bitter coffee, strong bitter coffee.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And you can also grab a hoppy bitter beer at our minor league baseball field, home of the Bitter Bettys, named after our town founder and bitter and mean old woman named Betty Bitterson, who came to this area in 1867 after a long and bitter life, and she was searching for a place to settle down and be alone. Go on and take a much-needed vacation to Bittersburg. Mm-hmm. We've all got something to be bitters about.
Yeah. Don't we?
Yeah.
So many old-timey towns founded by people that just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
So weird how that kept happening. thank you, Danny. Oh, thank you, for filling in, firstly. That's very, very admirable of you.
Happy to do so.
Yeah. But thank you for also just doing so well with your first time out. How can people get more of what it is that you do in the onlines or in the persons or what have you?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. That's mostly where I do things, but I do have a TikTok because I am not an old white man. Hmm. And yeah. But I don't post on there. I just scroll.
Oh, okay.
But it's Danny_Walsh. And yeah, I post mostly in stories, but it's always a fun place to be, and I'm going to be here next second Saturday.
Oh, you're in the August edition.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, cool. You can get more Danny here. Well, happy to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Are there places that people can enjoy more Jacqueline Wyan outside of the Stab Show?
Instagram,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll send them that way. Well, awesome. How about you wrap us up with this one? Let's hear your pitch for making us want to visit Not in My Backyardington.
Scenic Not in My Backyardington. As you can probably tell by this drone footage, this quaint Midwest town contains, well, not a whole lot. And that's just how we like it. If you're looking for a public transit system, affordable housing, daycare center, or anything fun to do, well, tough. We like to keep things quiet here. How do our residents pass the time, you ask? A little of this, a little of that. Weekly book club, bird watching, gardening. Well, to an extent. Tomatoes and zucchini are fine. Everything else, you gotta run it by me. My neighbor tried to express herself with a Meyer lemon tree. Nope, not here. This is not the place for alternative lemons. Only the regular kind. I saw a purple carrot at the farmer's market two towns over, and it made my blood boil. I said, that would not fly, and not in my backyardington. You may have noticed I take a lot of pride in not in my backyardington. Mm-hmm. And that's because I'm not just a tourism director. I'm also a resident. Also, I'm the mayor. Now, if you'll excuse me, I see a child setting up a lemonade stand. Hey, kid, what kind of lemons are those?
Oh, they better be the regular kind. Oh, not in my backyardington and their neighboring city, HOAville. Thank you, everyone. And that has been the Stab Show. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And, of course, a special thank you to our fantastic panel, Mikhail Chernyovsky, Danny Walsh, and Jacqueline Wyant. Now, if you want to experience the Stab Show live as it happens, all you have to do is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30, or check out Stab TV on Twitch from the comfort of your own home. Of course, if you'd rather take in the Stab in its original podcast form, as the deity of your choice intended, just subscribe to the show via your preferred podcast provider. And while you're at it, feel free to like and review and share. Why not? But that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you that just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Unless that thing is to come out to stab, in which case, you should. Good night!